At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Today, from the new series, The Expressway, actor Dulé Hill is here. Plus, eyebrow expert Anastasia Soiree shares her top brow tips and answers your questions. And Hollywood superstar Zendaya with a new movie out that's being called the sexy film of the year. And we're talking about it.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Hey, everybody, it's Friday. It's the 26th day of April.
Here we are, y'all. The weekend is here.
The last weekend in April.
Something just blew.
Oh, it did?
Yes, the last weekend
in April. Last weekend in April. I know. So we're going into May.
Here we go.
And then summer's here.
It's knocking.
Summer is here.
I hear it.
We're declaring it.
Okay, so y'all, Zendaya has this new movie. It's called Challengers.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits theaters today.
Have y'all seen her on the red carpet?
She's been crushing it.
I mean, look at her looks. Look at her.
She's been
looks.
Doing this, like, see the middle neon green? She's been kind of mimicking sort of like, what would you wear if you were a because it's about tennis.
Tennis. If you're a tennis ball.
If you're a tennis ball or if you're a tennis star.
Tennis ball.
Everybody is saying, as you can see here, mm-hmm. that this is the sexy movie of 2024.
Those kind of movies I like. Do you? Of course you do. Like, you remember the movie... Here's a good one, and you're going to go, yeah.
Yes.
Unfaithful.
Oh, yeah. That train scene.
By the way.
Yeah.
It's the whole, you know why? Because it's the slow pace with which an affair happens.
Yes.
It's almost, it's not intentional.
Yes.
And any person was like, well, that didn't mean to happen. That did. And then before you know it, you find yourself in this
yes.
whole sitch.
Yes. You know that feeling, and it happens with books too, because the most popular books right now
are what?
Are romanticy. It is a combination of fantasy and romance.
Romanticy.
And it's totally acceptable, but back in the day, remember if you would purchase like a 50 Shades?
You had to read it secretly.
And you were kind of embarrassed and you would hide it in your, you know, Economist. I'm like, hypothetically, this isn't me. I'm just saying, remember when people...
Your Economist. The fact that you said Economist is really a stretch.
You would hide it in the Atlantic and be like, oh yeah, I'm reading about the,
right, the New Yorker.
World peace. Mm. And then really, you
and
were reading
really
about that room.
I think that I like those kind of, but Unfaithful was a great one. What's your go-to?
I don't have a go-to that I rewatch over and over.
Well, that when you see it, you're like, oh, there's that one again.
No, I don't have one. Okay, so there's this new recent dating trend.
Oh.
It's actually dating advice, and it's getting attention.
Yeah, the Huffington Post has this. It's called a bless and release. That's when you're breaking up with someone, how do you do it? And they are suggesting that a good way to do it is to do something called bless and release.
For some reason, a bless and release reminds me of fishing. Fishing, but I guess it's the analogy's there. Because for a while now, all the kids were getting ghosted.
Yeah.
It was
because, you know, ghosting is sort of like the kind of cowardly way
yes.
out. Yeah.
Like
it's
just,
like you can't say something, so you just like let it go. They'll forget. It'll be over.
Yeah,
it'll
that,
die on the
that
vine.
That hurts. That
right.
hurts. So this dating coach, her name is Lily Womble, mm-hmm. and she has a solution for ending a casual relationship. Take a look.
I ended up saying, hey, thanks so much for hanging out. I am not feeling a romantic connection and I wish you the best. Boom, sent it. Blessed and released. This is a blessed and release message and you need one. Here's how you're going to craft yours. Thanks for hanging out if you really feel that way. I'm not feeling a romantic connection and I wish you the best. The and is super important, but is like limiting neither nor. It's negative. Put an and in there.
She stole our and. We've been saying and.
No, I think
we are the founders of and.
We understood that and.
Not but. Remember, we've been saying that.
Yes.
And.
Yeah.
This and.
Lily must be
but
a fan of our
thing.
Show.
If you got a text that said, "Hey, Jenna, I'm not feeling a romantic connection," you'd be like, "That's an ouch that
I
is
know.
Beyond."
I think
so
you have to soften. I don't feel like that's a bless. I feel like that's a little
That's like a
punch.
Stab. I think it should be something like, look, Jenna.
Why are you breaking up with me?
Because you're...
Because I'm here.
Because you're here. I think it's like, you know, my plate's really crowded at this point in my life.
Yes.
And I wish you the best.
Yes.
Because... It wouldn't be crowded if you had a romantic connection, but you don't. But you don't need to say that.
No, I totally agree.
And.
Soften.
And.
The word and is helpful, but if you're going to start the first phrase with
we
something
we have zero. You give me no vibe. And I wish you the best.
I am completely turned off by you. And good luck out there.
All right. Anyway.
Okay.
Right,
we've never blessed or released anybody because it wasn't around.
No. But we didn't know how to do it. But I think saying something.
You maybe have you ever blessed?
I think so. I've said something kindly like, you know what, the timing isn't right for me in this moment. However, if we did have connection, I was thinking, it would be the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just isn't the right time to fill.
And also, that's true. It's true.
Yes, it is
Nobody
true.
Has enough time to just fill it with somebody that they're not that into.
Thank you. All right.
Remember that, ladies.
Okay.
Okay, here's an idea we can get behind. It's one of our favorite food groups.
French fries. Guess what? Wendy's has just declared their Free Fry Friday campaign.
What?
Wait, what?
Every Friday you get new fries? Yes, you can get hot and crispy fries with any purchase every Friday through the end of the year.
That's big.
So here's how you do it. You go on the Wendy's app.
Uh-huh.
You click the free gift offer for the hot and crispy fries.
With purchase.
Uh-huh. These are neither hot nor crispy, but that's because they're old.
Well,
that's not Wendy's fault. Take responsibility.
It's no one's fault. It's just that we talk too long and things
Wendy,
get cold.
Hey, fries. I feel no romantic connection to you.
And
I wish you the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Y'all, coming up next, we're trying out some viral hacks.
From buttering bread, yes, to shredding chicken. We are about to make your life so much easier. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good. Tape. That's going to come in handy after this.
You've been looking for that.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It's... time. And we found some viral shortcuts that are supposed to make life easier. So we want to do something great. We want to put them to the test in another edition of
Can Hoda and Jenna Hack It?
So this is, as it always is, we're going to watch a hack that works and then we're going to try it and it won't work. You ready?
Oh, that is not the truth. First up, don't you get tired of shredding your chicken?
No, I don't.
For enchiladas?
It's not hard.
Watch how they do it. Look, there's the chicken. Oh, what a miracle. Look at that. Okay. So look, see, you don't want to bother. So we've each got some chicken and we've each got
our mixer.
Do you
know how easy it is just to use your fingers to shred chicken?
No, I don't want to get chicken on my fingers. Instead, I will use this. Let's see how it works. Go.
Wait, don't hurt yourself.
I'm not. I'm just holding it. See?
going to do it the old-fashioned way, Hoda.
Yeah, but...
Oh, God!
Sorry!
You're spreading it everywhere!
Okay, so now, pause. Now, look at the different quality of our chicken.
Hold on.
See, look. Yours are chunks. Mine is shredded. See what I'm saying? Do you buy it?
I think this is the first hack in a long time that's worked.
Okay, well, we're one for one. Let's go
okay.
for two.
Now let's try spreading butter, a hack for spreading butter, which is pretty easy. Let's try it.
So you take the butter pot.
I am sorry for all of y'all that are having breakfast and had to watch
what
that.
What are you talking about? Take your pad, flip it over on the sunny.
I'm going to let you try this.
Okay, look, you stick your fork in.
Now I'm going to do it
Oh, this is going to be good. Okay, let's see who goes faster. One,
absolutely
two,
disgusting.
And...
Wow, that looks like it's... That looks
wait,
like...
Wait, I want to try again.
That looks like it worked.
Give me my thing.
Hold okay, on. So for y'all that just want to do it the old-fashioned way...
This is
you
better.
You open the butter and you spread.
Wait, this is better.
Right? Wow, that looks...
Wait, maybe it's this way.
No, I think... No,
sideways.
So far I've used one butter and I have a perfectly... See y'all?
All right.
Okay, that admit it.
I'm just going to say.
It's time to admit it.
That hack was not great.
Thank you.
Because it didn't squirt out. It just
also,
blobbed out.
Here's the thing. This is what I'd like to say on behalf of people that aren't that into hacks.
What?
If spreading butter is an easy task like this, we don't need a hack for
it. Well, I do think, you know, can I tell you a hack for spreading butter? Get your toaster. If you know the butter's hard, that's the problem with butter.
I know, it's you not, take it out a couple minutes, you go run
wait,
an errand.
If you don't have time, you take the packet, you place it on the toaster for a couple of seconds while you toast.
On the top?
On the top.
Okay.
And then it's soft. You're welcome.
All right,
next.
Here's a hack.
All right, this is from our pal, Laura McLaughlin Peterson, a.k.a. Laurified, for how to start a roll of tape.
Oh, that can be hard.
You're going to take this little end here and just press down. See? And now start turning the tape. Look at that! There it is! Do you see it?
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got it.
Wait.
So I'm taking this.
My hands are
I'm
buttered.
Pushing mine too. I'm
okay.
pushing it down. Now I'm.
Ow.
Watch it. Be careful.
Wait, hang on, Laura. There's...
You know why? Because.
No,
because
this does not work.
Yes,
Laura,
it does.
No, it.
Ow. Okay,
okay,
wait.
I'm just gonna
get another
look
one.
Look for the string.
Wait,
here it is.
Wait, here it is.
Oh, hang no. on. No, Laura no. Fide is right.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. You just gotta keep working it.
And there's sharp things on this
okay.
tape. This could injure us.
I don't think that this is the right type of tape.
No, it's the exact tape she used. It just is a hack that works for Laurified, but it does not work for us.
Are you sure that's all? One last try.
No, it this doesn't. Is like the lemon. One last try. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Okay, I got one for three, and I'm into it.
Okay, you're right. Coming up next, y'all, actor Dulé Hill is here.
The actor, dancer, and producer has a new series. It's called The Expressway, and he's going to tell us all about it right after this. All right, Dulé Hill became a household name from his breakout role as Charlie Young on The West Wing, and then he cemented his star status with shows like Psych.
Okay, now he's starring in a documentary series. It's called The Expressway that explores the power of the arts. Mm-hmm. Dulé travels across America to celebrate community and creativity. Mm. It feels like this is the perfect time for a show like this. Like, our country needs this.
It is, because there's so much divisiveness in this country.
So many people kind of diminish the arts in schools. It's always the first thing cut
yes.
and that kind
uh-huh.
of thing. But art is what's saving these kids and saving people.
I think art allows you to tap into your humanity, to have empathy for yourself and for others. And oftentimes art is, it's like it's the intangible thing that you can't really quantify.
Yeah. Yes.
But the ripple effect that it has is dynamic and it's powerful.
Well, it's like when a kid can feel mm-hmm. themselves expanding through whatever medium,
yeah.
they're told like, you're enough.
You're yeah. enough.
You're enough.
Exactly how you are. And you know, it's funny because like on our show, we go, you know, in Los Angeles, I met a deaf dancer in Shaheem Sanchez. Those two things don't really go together. And he's like Yes, they do. I met down in Texas, I met John Bramblett, who's a blind painter.
Amazing.
He's like, yes, I can make these beautiful pictures, though I can't see.
Can't see.
It's the overcoming power of the spirit that is so beautiful. I got to talk about Appalachia, because that's the episode that's coming up. And, you know, Doug Nizzerode is a world-renowned luthier, and he is in Appalachia teaching recovering addicts how to make stringed instruments. Mm. And then those stringed instruments are being used to play the music of the region.
Oh, God, wow. How beautiful.
And when people realize that I can take this thing, these broken pieces of wood, and make it into something beautiful, it reflects back on them. Just realize that they can make themselves beautiful. It's really, really touching.
Well, what's clear about this, about you, is that there's no way you could not be doing this. Like, art is in you. It always has been since that video of you when you were a little kid.
Yeah, I love that video.
Were you always like that? Did you have no choice because yourself was telling you, like, this is my path?
No. No, I mean, I went to dance school because I wanted to be around my mom and my cousins and my brother.
A calling then for you.
No, I mean, I was just following the crowd.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it. And at the age of 10, I got a show called The Tap Dance Kid, where I understudied Savion Glover on Broadway.
Wow.
And then, of course, with my man Hinton Battle, God rest his soul, love him so dearly.
Gosh.
And then I was able to do the national tour with Harold Nicholas and Hinton. When I realized, though, seeing people who looked like me, who could act, who could sing, who could dance, then I realized it was a possibility.
So that's when you fell in love.
Yes. And that's when I fell in love with the journey.
Okay, so you have a young son. Mm-hmm. You have two kids, but one is a young son. Mm-hmm. Has he fallen in love with any art yet? Any
Well, he really is an artist as a whole.
Oh, I mean,
Joyful. That was his first baseball game.
How old is he?
He's turning five next week. But Carlos Santana, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, was warming up and then sent the ball around to him, and he got that ball.
No.
Come on. Yeah. Did he get, like, what a thing that was?
Oh, I mean, that's that picture. He was like,
oh,
it was like,
how do you parent? Like, what are you like as a dad, Dulé?
I think I'm patient.
Yeah.
I think I'm patient, and I think I try to give agency to my children.
Yeah.
I try to lean in and listen.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes we try to tell people who
this is
to
what
be.
You're going
to
do, right? Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget one of my mentors, he's passed away, Dr. Ibrahim Abdul Malik. When we first had Levi, you know, we had breakfast with him, and he said, oh, he's a baby. He doesn't know anything. And then he said, well, I have to correct you on that. Children come into this world knowing a lot. They just don't know how to express themselves.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
So it's on you to be able to learn how to listen to what they're saying.
That's good. Yeah.
And that has stayed with me in my parenting journey.
It's so true, because so many times as parents, we try to fix or control, and we should just be letting
get out of the way.
Let it be.
Grow.
Yeah. For example, like Levi, he was going to dance school at Debbie Allen. And about a year in, he said, I don't want to do this anymore. Can I tell you which of my activities I like the least? I said, sure. I don't want to go to dance, Dada. Gave me all of his reasons.
Wow.
And I listened to him. And now he's playing T-ball.
Yeah.
For example, Kennedy, same thing. She was she was maybe like in sixth or seventh grade, and she told her mom she didn't want to go to dance school anymore. Mm-hmm. She wanted to try volleyball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she tried volleyball, and then now she's playing in Big Ten at Northwest. Under a scholarship.
How amazing is that?
You have to lean in.
Right.
Yeah, and not try to think that you're letting them complete some dream or your story. It's not about
your journey.
You.
Is your journey.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way, on your anniversary with your bride, whom we love.
Well, she
was on our show and we adored
Jasmine
her.
Was here. And tell us about your relationship.
Well, I just spoke to her and she was like, oh, tell them I said hello. I love them. So Jasmine says hello to you.
We love her too.
Yeah. I mean, she's my light. You know, she's my life. She allows me to believe again in love and in unity.
Mm.
You know, from the time we came together, we started as friends. That was
you
the
were
base
in the friend
it.
Zone. You were locked out for a while.
Well, she tried to keep me in the friend zone, and I had to like bob and weave a little bit. You know. One time she was like, we were doing the show Ballers.
Yeah.
We were down in Miami at Art Basel on a boat. It was a dance party.
Yeah.
And we're all there. She's like, I'm here with all my brothers. And I just leaned in and said, I'm not your brother. And she danced away.
But then slowly, it worked.
But a year later, she danced on back.
Oh, my God, Dulé, we adore you, too. We see why y'all are so good together.
Thank you, Dulé.
Catch Dulé's in a new episode. This is a beautiful show. It's called The Expressway. It's Tuesdays on PBS.
Coming up next, you want bolder brows? Eyebrow expert Anastasia Soiree has the solution for your brow dilemmas. That's coming up right after this.
when it comes to beauty dilemmas, the correct way to shape and shade eyebrows, it's usually up there on the list.
So we asked our viewers to send us some questions, and here with the answers is eyebrow queen.
The queen.
Anastasia Soiree. She's also the CEO and founder of the makeup brand Anastasia Beverly Hills. Everybody knows
Anastasia,
it. And now the woman behind the brand.
She is the queen.
The queen.
She's the queen of eyebrows. So we had so many questions because it's hard to get it right. So the first is Cheryl from Smithtown, New York. What's your dilemma?
So my dilemma is matching my eyebrows to my hair, yeah, especially when the grays are coming in.
First of all, your hair is beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you
so
much.
What do you do? That is a tricky one.
Well, very important for Cheryl is that she has little wiry hair, mm-hmm, some white hairs. Mm-hmm. So we need to find a deep brow gel that will match.
A gel, okay.
A deep brow gel that will match her hair.
Okay.
And then we need to create a little bit of an arch because it's so light, her eyebrows.
Yeah.
Kind of give her, like, look at the left
so
side.
So pretty.
Unbelievable, yeah.
That kind of frames her eyes. We could see her eyes, frames her face beautifully. So I think it's important to fill this in. And mostly above, because as you could see, this eyebrow is lower than the other one. The muscles are pulling more, this eyebrow. So you fill this in a little more.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm going to use the brow definer.
Uh-huh.
And you could put more pressure at the end.
Uh-huh.
And then you brush.
Looks great.
It looks so good.
I love
and
it.
It's easy.
So she should look for a blonder pencil, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
One shade dark. If you are blonde, you use one shade darker than
your hair color.
If you are darker hair, darker eyebrows, you use one shade lighter.
Oh.
That's the rule.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay. See, we didn't even know that rule.
Well, that's why I'm here,
exactly,
to give you all the
so
secrets.
So, what's the significance of putting the gel on it after you've drawn it in?
This is a brow freeze gel. It's a pomade that kind of gives you little power to mold the eyebrow the way you want.
Oh, yeah, that looks
like
great.
Gel. Yeah.
Exactly. But this is a little bit stronger because it's like a pomade. So you do this, and then you kind of tamed this little bit.
Wow.
You have great eyebrows.
Yeah, you really do. Look how beautiful that looks.
I'm excited. Juliet from Queens.
Juliet.
Juliet, tell us what your dilemma is.
Well, I've always struggled with my uneven brows. So my question is, what are your best tips for brow mapping?
Okay, we'll do that.
Should we see a pic of Juliet before?
Yes. Let's see one.
Well, gorgeous.
Sorry. We don't know what you're
talking
about.
It.
Juliet, we're over it right now. You look beautiful.
So tell us about your shaping method.
Okay. So first,
do-si-do.
The eyebrow should always begin above middle of inside of the nostril. Outside corner of the nose, corner of the eyes, that should be the end. Tip of, you open your eyes, tip of the nose, middle of the iris. This should be the highest part.
Got
hope
it.
I measure right, because you cannot do this from a side. You have to be in front.
Straight on. Yes. Yeah, but that looks good.
Beautiful.
Okay. And she is beautiful. She over-tweezed her eyebrows and little.
Didn't we all?
Yeah, we all did it.
All did it.
And I would like to extend a little bit the upper part, the end of her eyebrows, to create a bigger arch. Okay, and you brush. Always you brush and blend, and I fill in a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
This brow width kind of gives you the ability of doing very little or a lot, whatever you want, whatever your aesthetic is.
Mm-hmm.
So you do this, and you brush, and one of the best tip that I have for you is the brow pen. This is a pen that you just
clean off.
Yes, and you see when you pinch this, it gets very straight, and you create hairs like strokes.
So you're drawing individual hairs.
Exactly.
Wow. So like
you've created all the equipment.
Yeah.
I have it all because I did eyebrow for so many years, and always I will create a product that will address a problem.
Cool.
A dilemma.
Yes. A dilemma, not a problem. Anastasia, first of all, you look beautiful, Juliet. Anastasia, we love having you here. Let's look at this before and after.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Beautiful. You guys both look
amazing.
You. Thank you and thank you.
Coming up next, y'all want to curl up with a good book this weekend?
Oh, you've got author Emily Henry. She's got a juicy new novel, and she shows some of her favorite reads right after this.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hey guys, Willie Geist here, reminding you to check out the Sunday Sit Down podcast. On this week's episode, I get together with Chris Pine to talk about a career that has taken him from Star Trek to Wonder Woman, and now the new film he wrote, directed, and stars in called Pool Man. You can get our conversation for free wherever you download your podcasts.
It seems no matter where you look, someone's reading a book by Emily Henry. She sold more than 6 million copies of her best-selling novels, and 3 are being adapted for screen.
Come again?
3 wow. are being adapted for screen.
Very, very cool. Her latest romance novel is called Funny Story. It's about a young librarian whose fiancé leaves her for his childhood best friend. I, first of all, love the title.
Yes.
Tell us about this book.
Thank you for that, and thank you for that beautiful intro. So this book, like you said, is about a librarian who thinks she's got her life sort of figured out, and mm-hmm. she's moved to this small town in Michigan to be with her fiancé, and then he upends everything. And because she doesn't really know anyone there, she has to move in with the only person she does know, which is her ex-fiancé's new girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Wait, I mean, this is a couple. It's not actually a triangle. Right. It's like a love square.
It's a love square.
Love rectangle.
Yes, yes, right.
Your career is incredible. Mm-hmm. When did you know you wanted to do this? Mm-hmm. And when you hit it big, it was mm-hmm. like accidental sort of, right?
Totally, totally. So I knew I wanted to write from the time I was 8 years old, because that's about the time I feel like teachers are like, what are you going to do when you grow up?
Yeah.
To live. And I remember writing, like, they had us write down what I'm going to be when I grow up, and I wrote either an author or in the WNBA, and I had never played basketball. I have still, to this day, never played a single game of basketball, and I'm 5'7". So,
like, you could have.
Yeah.
Why didn't a coach find that and foster that in you?
Well, I think I just liked the idea, because I was like, girl power. Yeah. That's so cool. That's those athletes really are incredible. Cool. But no, so there were really only those two options, and once I realized one was only the only real option, you know, the
well,
rest is history.
What's so cool about everything that you're doing is they're great books, but they're also being turned into movies. So you're taking your precious book and all of your thoughts and everything, and you're turning it over to someone. What is that process like? Do you feel like, gosh. I mean, because you don't get control after that, do you?
You don't get control, but I think that's kind of what interests me about it, is it's so different from publishing. It's such a collaboration. I really am excited to see when you take a different artist, like a director or a screenwriter, and they interpret what you've made, how that kind of creates something new that you could never come up with yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely nerve-wracking, but I feel like I've been paired up with some of the best people for the job, and I also am really grateful that I get to be kind of the voice for the readers. That's like the role that I've taken on, is I know what really matters to my readers, so I'm just fighting for those few little things that I think they'll be mm-hmm. mad. They'll be mad and
they're
sad.
They're not in there.
Yes.
Okay, we just talked about how many books you've sold, mm-hmm. and romance novels, like, I always get annoyed when people call something a beach read, which is the title of one of your novels, because it feels like it belittles what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I love your stance on what you write and what other people read, which is that, like, we need these books.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you both are so aware of that. Like, you're bringing so much joy into the world of, like, entertainment, TV, too. So you know that, like, it's hard out there. Life is really hard. And I think it's so important to have something that you can dive inside of that's not just sheer escape. There's some real heft, I think, to a lot of romance novels, but there's also this joy and this hope. You're kind of saying that happily ever after is significant. It's the point of the story, and we get those in life. They don't last forever. There's moments, you know, things get hard again, but it's so important to have stories that prioritize that joy and hope.
Well, we know what our book recommendation is.
Yes.
It's this one, Funny Story. But you've got other book recommendations too for us.
Oh, so my gosh.
Tell us.
I'm so excited. I've got some real winners in here. I know some. Look at my beach bag.
I know. It's super cute. You're ready to go.
I'm ready. Yeah. Except for the shoes. Those are not practical. Okay. So I know that this will be familiar to a lot lot of your viewers.
Yes.
But I cannot recommend this book enough. A Love Song for Ricky Wilde by Tia Williams. She is a phenom, this writer. She's incredible. This is sort of a genre-bending love story that has a lot of, I don't want to give too much away, but it's got some, you know, of the Harlem Renaissance kind of in it.
Yes.
And it's really atmospheric and beautiful.
And flower shop.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm into it too. There's some magic. There's a really, really sexy piano scene, Hoda, that's just for you.
Yes. I know. I have had so many group chat text messages
about the piano scene.
I'm like, I don't know why that worked, but it worked.
We've had some, group chats about it too. Yes, we have. I'll tell you the page.
You guys continue talking.
Okay. What's your next?
She'll be back later. My next pick is Darling Girls by Sally Hepworth, and this is the perfect read for the thriller or suspense reader out there.
Yes.
It's a really good mystery. It's about these three girls who were raised in foster homes together, and you don't really know what happened, but they had some kind of mysterious event in their childhood, and now they've been called back to the foster home where they were raised because a body has been discovered, bones have been discovered. Yes, so it's kind of creepy, but there's also this really tight bond between the women who you're following.
Ooh,
so
I love that.
Yeah, like it's
that.
Really good.
Okay, thank you.
Girls.
Yes, okay. You go start on that one. Okay, and this last one, again, another little genre bender. Yeah. So this is called The Ministry of Time by Callianne Bradley. She's a debut author. And again, this has a little bit of everything. It's sort of an adventure. It's sort of time travel. The premise is basically that the UK government has formed this new Ministry of Time because they have figured out how to pluck people from their own timelines and bring them to the present. And so the narrator of this one, her job is helping this Arctic explorer from the 1800s adjust to modern day life. So there's a little bit of a love story. There's definitely an amazing sense of humor. It's kind of whimsical, but there's also this like spy thriller edge.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is super fun and surprising. I'd never read anything like it. And she made, you know, a longtime fan out of me. Now I'm going to be watching for what she does next.
Awesome. Okay, well, Emily, we adore
you. Emily.
We adore you. And for Emily's book, funny story, and all of our recommendations, head to today.com/books or wherever you buy your books.
That's indeed. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you. You're delightful.
Coming up next, cocktail master Garvey Alexander is going to show us his favorite sips for spring. That's after this. It's Friday, and if you're ready for the weekend, we've got some delicious spring wines to help you celebrate.
Okay, here with his favorites is mixologist and author of Brunch God, Garvey Alexander.
Garvey!
He's one of our favorites.
By the way, you've got it going on.
Thank you
Everything is
nice.
Happening.
I had to come proper today. You know, spring and summer wines, they're my favorite, so I had to make sure everything is on point.
So should we start with the white wine?
Yes,
seems
absolutely.
Like it's white wine season.
Mm-hmm. It is white wine season. This is Riva della Rosa. Their pride is to showcase the best Italian wines from their region. And this is a Vermentino from Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite delicious. Notes of pear and peach, light and crisp.
It smells good.
I like to give a nice little swirl before I get in there.
Yes.
Then we have our rosé from the home and birthplace of rosé, Côte de Provence.
This is Côte de Provence.
La Fête du Rosé.
Okay.
Light notes of raspberry, strawberry, tropical fruit as well.
And what's the
pineapple,
price point
liche.
For this one?
Mm-hmm. This is about $25.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It makes you feel like you're sauntering around Saint-Tropez.
Yes, exactly. Delicious.
I really want to keep this the whole time, but we have to move
on.
So is this your go-to? Could you have rosé?
I'll drink every single one of these.
Do you have rosé any time of year? Do you care?
You can, but this is my picnic wine. This is my go-to. This will go with anything that will go in a picnic basket.
Good for a barbecue, right?
Yes,
for any time.
I'm making things up.
All right,
no, it is good for a barbecue.
Okay,
for sure.
Cab.
I love a red.
This is a Saint-Simeon. Saint-Simeon. This is a not a typical Cabernet from California. This is from Paso Robles, California. 85% Cab, 15% Petit Verdot.
Okay.
So it has a bit of a dark berry flavor.
Yeah.
I say plum, blackberry, long, soft tannins that are very, very pleasing to the palate. And the pride of this vineyard is that they're extremely sustainable from the ground to the glass. It's 100% controlled.
Mm.
Let me have one sip of that.
Yes, please. You are a taster.
Yeah.
Ah, pinky up. Okay.
Pinky up.
Delicious.
Oh, some bubbly.
Bubbly. Mm-hmm. So, elegance, romance, passion. There's nothing quite like this champagne here. I think the French do it the best. This is G.H. Mum. For the price point, it's amazing.
What is the price point?
$40.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can find this from 40 to 50 nationwide. Mm-hmm. Notes of candied lemon. They're also...
Mm-hmm. I smell the candied lemon.
Oh, my gosh.
Smell it?
You smell that?
Mm-hmm.
Then the bubbles, the mass at the top, the compacted bubbles, is called a mousse, and this leaves a nice creamy texture. It is delicious. The Pinot Noir grape is very bold and distinct in this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have them all. It's just, it's a good day. It's
you're,
a good day.
You're, hey,
when
you're
I'm here with
boss.
Hoda and Jenna,
you're
oh my
the
gosh.
Boss. Mm.
Here we are. So,
by the way, I just like how you speak.
Me too.
Thank
There's
you.
Something about your lilting voice. Like I mean, I was listening, but then I was just lost in all
I
of
agree.
It.
I agree.
Don't
I
you
agree.
Think?
I think
you
should do opera or something like that.
Or you could read some bedtime
There's
stories.
Something.
Yeah.
You
should,
bedtime
yeah.
stories.
You know, Calm App should hire you. Okay, so this is a new wine that I've never heard of.
Yeah. Yes, what is this?
I'd say that. Out of the offerings, this is probably the most unique flavor.
Yeah.
It's the most distinct flavor as well. The style, this is a Hungarian sparkling wine, but the style is called Pelletan Naturel, aka Pet Nat.
Pet Nat.
What is this?
Think of if a cider had a baby with a sour ale and they just put it in a bottle.
Wow.
So there's no sugars in here?
This is a low intervention wine with no added sugar. Pet Nat is bottled after fermentation with no secondary yeast or sugar.
Okay.
So naturally tart. I would say more of a tart raspberry flavor to this.
Yes.
And it is an acquired taste that people can develop, and I hope people at home develop
Try
this.
It, yeah.
And the good news is there's no hangover, right?
It's low sugar.
It's low sugar,
if you
know,
too
it's
much
low
of
sugar.
Anything, as you, my
yes.
mom said, there's a hangover.
There is less of a hangover. Less
it's just
of that
not so
feeling.
Much sugar.
Okay.
Exactly.
It kind
and
of
this,
tastes like kombucha.
This is lightly effervescent, like kombucha.
Yeah, right? That's
exactly
true.
Yes.
It tastes a little bit like kombucha.
Well, thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to see us.
Great ideas.
Yeah,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Right? After this,
lilting. That'll do it for this week. Next week, we've got Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I love her. Plus, our friend Busy Phillips and country star Walker Hayes.
And Saturday Night Live's Heidi Gardner.
Oh, that's a great week. But right now, enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
He would lie his way into their dreams.
He was looking for James Bond girls.
How fun would that be to be a Bond girl?
Then twist them into a nightmare.
This guy has done this before. He'll do it again.
Until a group of women banded together to put him behind bars and keep him there.
You have to participate fiercely, fiercely in what happens next.
I'm Keith Morrison, and this is Murder in the Hollywood Hills, an all-new podcast from Dateline.
All episodes of Murder in the Hollywood Hills are available now. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or DatelinePremium.com.